Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Episode, we get into Kermit the Frog's feet. We talk about fitness, and we find out what made Bob the drag queen say this.
I found out I have eczema. I've developed eczema. And we find out what made Monet Exchange say this.
So I'm like literally like a Muppet. I'm like running around my house like, oh my God, what's going on?
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low. Sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me. 1, 2, 3.
First of all, you did not get your surgery yet, so please stop acting like you just.
Did you really not like my singing just now?
It was good. I'm gonna give a different one.
I was a terrorist in the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Since 13, a chubby nigga on the scene. And if not, I hope I don't get shot, because all we want to do is bullshit and party. You know what song that is?
Of course I know. It's Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked because, you know, I'm really just really flabbergasted that right. Every time I do a Jay-Z lyric, you're like.
Jay-Z was not my thing. That's my every time I
do. And
it,
my brother.
It was my brother's thing. If Justin was a pop
but as
out
a
here,
New Yorker, you should know Jay-Z.
I know Jay-Z. I don't know his lyrics like that. Also, Biggie was just the ultimate lyricist. You ever look at dead people and be like, y'all are growing.
I don't look at a lot of dead people. Gotta be honest.
Or not like, looking at like, a lot of dead this people. This nigga wasn't that great. Y'all are really doing the most.
There are certain dead artists that I'm like, y'all are really hyping them up.
Like
just
who?
Because they're dead. I'm say not going to say their names on that. I'm not engaging in that incredibly problematic practice.
Here's my thing. Dead people, bitch, they're dead. They don't care.
People are so weird about dead people. They're so weird. People are really weird about dead
people. It's weird to me that people are weird about dead people that don't give a fuck. They're dead. They don't care.
I'm with you. I agree with you on that. But when you start talking about certain dead people, people really get wild.
They do. They do, for sure.
But Jay-Z has some just really great. I just encourage you to listen to like Jigga what?
Jigga who?
Do you know any of the rest of the song?
Big Pimpin's Big
song.
It's just that.
Motherfuckers want to act loco. Hit him up numerous shots with the fofo. Back into the popo.
Go hard. My heart.
Anyway, let's just go because you clearly don't know. Lena, you got some on your face. Turn
you know
your
what?
Head.
It's my
sweater or some shit.
No, it's not my sweater. It's my new throw I got from my couch, which Colleen has now. Colleen is.
Having a cat, it's not from experience, but this is what I've learned from seeing cat owners. Your house going to be raggedy. Your cat's going to fuck up any corner of a couch, a thing. Your shit's going to get fucked.
Well, she doesn't. It's just one particular thing. It's really soft. And she likes to eat yarn and like things are like soft like that. So she like will like thing it so she can like eat it. And I'm like, girl, that's not good. Like your stomach. And then my friend Janina Gavankar, who listens to the podcast. Hi, Janina. I love Janina. She is literally one of the most beautiful people ever. Y'all know her from, she was in True Blood. She's in The Morning Show. Literally all the things. Anyway, she has a sphinx as well. And then her friend has a sphinx. And she left me this voice and she was like, Monet, you need to get Colleen checked out because her friend's sphinx cat just started seizing. And then the cat had a heart attack. So this person is driving around LA trying to get this car because sphinxes notoriously have heart problems. trying to get this cat to a vet, and all the vets were full. Literally, like Mary and Joseph with Jesus, there was no room at the inn. So she, driving around trying to get this cat taken care of, and she was like, you need to get your cat checked out. And Colleen does have a heart condition. And so,
this is probably why I'm not trying to come for you, and I'm not trying to make a thing, but this is probably why people should not get cats and dogs that are bred to be right. a specific kind of thing, because they're bred into like their bodies. Pugs can't breathe. Sphinxes are having heart attacks at 2.
Great Danes.
Yeah, Great Danes have arthritis. Yeah. Like they're always deaf.
Are they?
I feel like Great Danes are often deaf. Which is so weird on the internet. Maybe I've just seen 2 or 3.
Did you know that
my aunt had a deaf Great Dane?
Oh my god, I love Great Danes. They're so cute.
They're very cute. When I also had a friend with a blind pit bull.
Wow, that's so sad.
This dog would run full force into stuff. And this dog just acted like it could see. It would just really book it and just hit a wall and be looking crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if this is true. I have a suspicion that I think somebody shaved a cat.
That's not how that works, Bob.
Your cat has a lot of hair. Yeah. Your cat is literally covered
in
hair.
But there's a type of sphinx that has a lot of hair like that.
There's a type of hairless cat that has hair. Okay, go off, sis. Because Colleen's is literally covered in hair. It's very short hair, but if there is not a part, except for her belly and the inside of her ears, Colleen's whole body has hair on it. And her tail is very furry. Her tail is like that of a normal cat. Am I lying or am I telling the fucking truth? Your hairless cat is literally covered in hair. You thought y'all was about to be bald together. She said, bitch, just you.
I know. It's kind of crazy. And you know what? When I found out she had the heart condition, the fucking breeder that I got her from in fucking Pennsylvania was like, oh, well, yeah, we could just give it back and we'll give you a new one. I'm like, she's not a sweater. She's a fucking cat. And I was like,
wait, so you're saying we can exchange it for like a dog?
No, he was like, give me Colleen back and we'll give you another sphinx. I was like, at that point, I had it for like 7 months at that point.
How many have you had Colleen now?
It's going on a year and like 9 months.
Are you regretting it at all? Be honest. Because people get these quarantine animals and now you're traveling. Kennedy, you and Kennedy have joint custody. Well, Kennedy is my assistant whose girlfriend is like a pet care
liaison.
And Kennedy and Cassandra run a full-on petting zoo in their home. and Colleen is one of the attractions. So now Kennedy and Monet have joint custody of this cat.
The only thing is, this is my only thing I'm thinking about. So because I have to constantly, because I'm traveling for work a lot and I have to leave Colleen, the doctor is saying that that's not good for her heart because she's like constantly going in a state of like change and like stress. So that guy gives me a lot of pause. And I asked him about like the thing. And he was like, basically, he was like, that's not great. He was like, a cat with a heart problem should not be like constantly being taken out of the environment and having to like adapt. So,
not you stressing out his polo cat.
I know. I think about it like literally every time I leave. I think, bitch, the other day, it was like, so my flight was at 6:11 a.m. And then like packing my things like 11 o'clock. And I'm like,
wait, oh, your flight was at 6:11?
I know, isn't that early? But the other
day, this is a weird time, like 6:11?
6:11 a.m. The other day, I had a flight at like 4:50. I was like, I didn't know flights could leave
before. I have never left before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
My earliest flight has been at 6 a.m.
4:50 a.m. from Chicago to Minneapolis.
I did not know they did first flights at that hour. That is crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
So the other day, it's like 6. I was leaving the house like 4:30, whatever. I'm like packing my stuff at 11 o'clock. And I was like, I didn't get a cat sitter. Like, what am I going to do? I was like, oh my God. So I'm like literally like a Muppet. I'm like, when I go to my house, like, oh my God, what's going on? And I hit up Cass. So Cass,
you know the Muppets when they cut to their feet? No. And you never seen this? They'll show like Kermit and he'll be like, oh, Miss Piggy, and they'll cut to his feet, and his feet will be like moving, but they're like, have you seen the Jacob? And they like float. They're it's not like regular walking, it's like it's this weird funny little
thing. I don't see that.
Yeah, anyway, go, you were saying, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so Cass had to come and like spend like a day, because it was only for 2 days. So Cass came one day and then Taylor came the next day. But I'm like, oh my God, I just feel like I'm being such a bad parent and I don't want to stress her out. And God forbid, like I'm the cause of Colleen's fucking heart shit, you know?
Well, I feel, you know, I don't have the answer. This is one of the reasons why I don't have a pet.
I know.
Because I do not have the, and Jacob is here more than I am, although Jacob's not always here. He's more here more than I am. But I'm just like, you can't, like, I don't have what it takes to take care of a pet and give them the life they need because I'm always gone.
I know.
You know what I mean? I might need to take Jacob back. Once I found out Jacob had a little heart condition too, they also offered to switch him out. And I said, no, I'm actually quite happy.
I love this just outfit you have on. It's very cute.
Thank you.
It's brand new.
Yeah, I went down to this. There's a store that I love down in, what's that place called?
Santiali.
Okay, what I'm wearing is, it is a dress that is a tank on the top, and then it goes down, kind of, it's like a bell shape. Actually, kind of shaped like Monet's dress in the all-black queen shoot, actually. A little bit. But hers is more voluminous than mine.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a shiny material.
Ankara.
And it is, I think, brown and like a tan.
Yeah.
Like a goldy tan.
Tan.
Gold. Gold tan. And I have a lot. I bought like a lot of these. Like, I was like, I want the one you have in this pattern.
Damn, nigga. You gonna give me some too, baby? She got money.
This is like $10 for that.
Yeah, but you bought 3,000 of them.
I bought like five.
Not spending $30,000 on outfits.
I bought like maybe 10 at the most.
Bob, so you're saying that's nothing. So ten things at $100, that's just nothing for you.
I'm not saying that it's nothing, but I'm saying, look at Kermit's feet.
My God, you're being
look at Kermit's feet. Can you try to describe what his feet are doing?
Big Kermit is doing a thing, but little Kermit, that looks believable to me. Little Kermit is tap dancing on a little thing, and I think that looks believable to me.
But I love how his little feet, because like, thing is, when both of his feet come off the ground, his body doesn't fall. His body stays in the same spot. But the feet, only the feet are moving, which is just so funny to me. Like this little Muppet foot moment.
Would you ever like to be a Muppet?
Like, have someone make a... Like a
oh, no. Would you want to be, like, a Muppet actor?
No. I actually really want to do a show with me and puppets. I want to do an entire show with me and puppets. It's actually inspired by Basil Twist.
That sounds familiar.
Basil Twist is a very famous puppeteer. And Basil Twist did a show with Joey Arias back in, like, I don't even know, 2000 maybe.
Do you know Joey Arias is like a great Billie Holiday impersonator?
Yeah, I do know that.
She sounds just like her.
That's like her whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I am really like, I just saw some, like, the show is called Arias with a Twist, or maybe Joey with a Twist. And I was like, I want to do like a show where like I work with a puppeteer and create like this entire, like it should be funny and like there should be numbers. I think it'd be so cool.
That does sound really cool, actually.
Right?
I'm into it.
I have too many ideas. I also want to do my clown show.
Always. You've been talking about the clown show for years.
But I just feel like it'd be kind of weird for me to be like, now it's time for my clown show. Like, people would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I'm like, I just want to do my fucking...
That's something very... I feel like this is something very similar between a similarity that you and Amanda Seales share. She's also someone who has a lot of ideas. She has, like, different, like, characters she does, and she, like, has, like, a lot of ideas.
I should invite Amanda to the premiere.
Oh, my God, you should invite her.
Yeah, I'll text her.
We're doing her podcast tomorrow.
Oh, no, I think she's busy.
We're doing her podcast.
We?
Yes, we. On Thursday.
Oh, then I'll be there. but look at this. Like, okay, too many visual things. Sorry, Jacob. But, yeah, that.
Yeah, apologize again.
What kind of kinky shit are you into? do you do kinky stuff in the bedroom these days?
Yeah, I mean, I've always done kinky stuff. I've never not done kinky.
Okay,
things.
Eating ass is not kinky.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Choking?
Choking for sure.
Slapping?
Yes.
Getting slapped or slapping?
Getting slapped. I've slapped people before. I took a piss on people.
You also got some big ass hands. I don't want to be hit by these catcher's mitts. But you knock my ass off. Like some big, strong ass hands.
The nigga hands.
You be hitting people with. You got them kuta
Bob,
hands.
You have the same size hands.
But my hands are very soft.
And yeah, okay, you see.
Yeah.
So me.
If I hit you with this, it'd be like a pillow. Like a large pillow just sliding across your face.
Me and the
This is a slab of concrete.
Me and the gentleman were talking about it. I was saying how insecure I am about my hands being so rough.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was an insecurity. I'll stop making fun of it.
I don't care. It's just only in like when I'm
wear ill. Gloves for the gym. My trainers.
I do now, but Bob, this is years. This is like years. It's I was looking it up how to feel. There's no way to take this. This is what
I
it
have.
Is.
I have tiny little like when I first started working, I rubbed those little. I mean. I had the very beginnings of calluses, and I was like, not this, never this. And I started, I wear gloves every time. I'd be in the gym in fucking riot gear. My trainer, I'm wearing knee pads. Bitch, I'm about to buy some shoulder pads. And like, I'd be in the gym in full riot gear because I don't want to have, so I wear gloves every time I lift weights. And I mean, my trainer is very beautiful. Ridge is so sweet. Ridge's hands are, they're metal. It's like, metal.
I will say, I think it's hot when guys have rough hands, though. Like, that's like, I think that's so hot.
You would love Ridge, because Ridge's hands are just like, I mean, they are so tough. I'm just like, Ridge, this could not be me. And Ridge's like, oh my God, your hands are so hot. I was like, yeah, girl, I wear gloves.
Yeah, I think that's hot. Like, guys have like calluses and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You like that?
I think it's hot.
Like when they're rubbing your body and exfoliating the fuck out of you.
Okay, well, not
when
that.
When your whole epidermis is ripped the fuck off.
But I like holding his hand and feeling like the calluses. Also like picking them.
All right, we got to take a break.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Bob, let's talk about our fitness journeys, because I feel like you and I have gone through many a fitness journey.
True.
And
I'm realizing now in retrospect that some of mine have not been healthy. And
juicing is not healthy.
Yeah, I mean, especially when I was juicing for like a weekend. Or like maybe even a week.
A few days.
When we were first time I did it for like 20 days.
That's crazy.
That's anorexia.
Yeah.
I did not eat for 20 days.
Yeah.
That is a full on eating disorder.
It was a moment in time though when juicing was really popular. Like it was one of those big fad diet healthy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I juiced for 20 days. I was like, oh my God, I didn't eat for 20 days. That trying to get skinny. That seems unhealthy.
I bet you have a grape and you are a puffer fish.
Girl, full on. I remember after my thing going up to Target to buy cashews. I don't know why I went to, because I was like, I gotta eat, I can't go back. So I had like a day, I had like one day of eating cashews. The next day I was at Domino's.
Sorry, I was on the block from you.
Girl, I used to call the Domino's and they would say, would you like the regular? I said, bitch, I had you on speakerphone. Don't you ever embarrass me with that again. Let's get one thing clear, bitch. If you ever embarrass me with that again in your fucking life.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, I have no clue.
Yeah. I've never been big on fad diets. I've never have. Because from like early on, I don't know if it was school or family, it was a realization that fad diets, they work, but they don't last. So I've always been like, I've always, like, of course, even moments I would dip and out when I would, like, try juicing with you or whatever. But for the most part, I just eat how I eat. And I would always go to the gym to maintain, not to lose weight. Because I was like, there's no way I can lose it.
You know what has really kind of blown my mind, what? Especially in my mid-30s?
What?
Is realizing that, like, a lot of these people who look completely average, including myself,
mm-hmm.
have to do a lot of work to look that way.
For sure.
That is so upsetting.
Crazy.
Realizing it was, you know who said it? Louis C.K. said it. And he was like, I do this and this and this to maintain.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that is so scary to me.
It is.
Because I thought that everyone who worked out got to look hot. And then someone once said, I can't remember who it was. There was someone like on live or something, and then the comment was like, I'm gonna have to kill myself to look like you. And he goes, I do kill myself. He's like, you don't even, like, what I do is insane. I have to, like, kill myself to look like this.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So part of me is like, yeah, I would like, so the thing is, like, it has occurred to me that, like, this sounds obvious, but, like, most people with, like, traditionally hot bodies, they are doing a lot of work
to eating look that way. This one guy who I had dinner, my friends Cannon and Aritza, my writing partner, his music partner, whatever. It was Aritza's birthday, or another friend, our producer international birthday, and a lot of people went out to dinner. And this
what is producer international?
His name is international. He's a producer, Mr. International.
I mean, you're like, oh, the producer international. And we also have the producer domestic.
We're all at dinner, and this one guy, his name is Chris. Body's great. Like, amazing. And he was talking, like, at dinner, talking through his thing. Bitch, it is 6 days of eating literally grilled chicken and fucking broccoli. That is it. That and water. That is all he's eating. A meat, a fucking protein, and just grass. And then on one day a week, he lets himself splurge. He can have, like, pancakes for breakfast or whatever. But the other 6 days, he's not having candy. He's not having Crystal Light. He's not having seltzer water. He's literally drinking water.
Okay, this is so shitty. You just named everything you've seen me consume since you've been here. He's not having Sour Patch Kids. He's not having Crystal Light. He's not having LaCroix. Like,
but
this
same,
is,
though.
It seems pointed.
Same.
It seems.
Like, that's all. Like, 6 days a week.
I'm really mad that, like, my trainer was like, you can't have Crystal Light. Because, like, it seems like I should be able to have that.
But something about it, girl.
It feels like I should be allowed to have Crystal Light and fuck off and leave me alone.
But I love how your trainer is like, bitch, when you were at my house and he got on, and he was on the live and he called y'all for what you had on the live, I was like, that is fucking brilliant. In case y'all don't know, Baba and I were at my house the day of the infamous couch, waiting for my couch, and we were playing Super Smash Brothers, and we went on Instagram Live. And
which, by the way, everyone agreed that you were acting wild about that couch. Everyone was like, you wanted Bob to wait outside for 3 hours?
Some people just don't do things the same way. I forgot what I said, but that, like. So that we're playing on live, and then Bob, we end the live, and Bob gets a text from the trainer. He was like, what were you eating on Monet's live? And Bob was like, what? And Bob was like, oh, Smart Sweets. And he's like, send me a picture of it. Bob sends a picture. He sends Bob back the nutrition facts with the face palm emoji. I was like, that's fierce.
And if anybody's asking, and if Ridge is watching this, I ate that stuff today before we started working together. The current timestamp is July 7th of 2019. We really do a lot of our episodes backlog. So yeah, Ridge, don't backlog. Don't worry about this, Ridge. This is I haven't even met you yet.
I've really evolved in fitness, and now today I'm at a point. Also, I don't know what this says about me as a person, but when I'm like actively like dating someone for real, I try my best to be the best me that I can for that person as well.
That makes sense. When me and Jacob started dating, I was really on a fitness kick, but I think it was also more so about where I was.
Because yeah.
For the first time in my life, that's an exaggeration. For the first time in a long time. I really was like,
the stakes were up here. The stakes were really high.
For the first time in a long time, I was in one place.
For the first time in my life.
I had a stable living situation. No. For the first time since being on Drag Race, I was in one place for 6 months. So mm-hmm. when Jacob and I were first dating, I was
Mr. Meets and Randy, I need to tell you something.
Jacob and I were I was going to the gym like all the time. We were eating really healthy. I was grilling us these like grilled chicken. Every day I would make us grilled chicken and like some sweet potatoes. I was like salmon. I was like coolicles.
Oh, that's so, oh my God. I told my guy about the coolicles. He was like, he likes pickles. Like, that is the most disgusting. I was like, I know. It's disgusting.
Well, he's going to be on my, well, tell him that the coolicles are coming back. We're bringing them, but me and Jacob have discussed it this morning. We're going to document.
Did y'all really?
Yes, we did. The coolicles are coming back. So if you are like me and you are a fan of coolicles, by this time, the video is probably already on my YouTube page. If not, it is coming soon. Justice for coolicles. Will you come test them out with me?
No, you and all three of y'all and the coolicle team. Y'all
come test them with me.
I don't like pickles.
What?
I do not eat pickles. I take pickles off. I don't eat pickles.
That is crazy. Pickles are so good.
Ugh, no, not for me.
Do you like cucumbers?
I love cucumbers.
Have you had pickled carrots?
Yeah.
Ooh, pickled carrots are pickled any. If you pickle something, bitch, I'm eating it.
Okay, wait. So you and Jacob were really into fitness when y'all got together.
Well, I was really into fitness. Jacob got into fitness when we moved to New York City. Miss Thing was down at the Planet Fitness all the time, and now she's the queen of Runyon. Me and Jacob used to do Runyon like the really easy. There were like several routes at Runyon, and then I came back. I was gone for a little bit, but I came back. Jacob was like, "Oh, I only do the hard route. I run it. I don't stop walking the whole time. I'm not breathing heavy, and that's just my life. And what's up now?" And I was like, "All right, bitch, my ass. I'm doing it with Jacob. I am wheezing. Well, I'm better. The first time I did Runyon when I got back, I literally had to stop like three times on the way up the camp.
Really?
Like three times. But
I'm
today,
not a Runyon fan.
But today I get up the main part, and then I like wheeze a little bit, then I get up the next part.
What it is for me, what I don't like about running outside, like jogging outside or doing Runyon, is I'm seeing the big picture. At the gym, I just know I'm on the treadmill and that's it. When I'm outside, I'm like, I know I have to go from here to here, and that looks scary to me.
Do it with me one time. Just one time. Once.
Okay, do you want my, to see it? I will do it with you if you do it in drag.
Will you do it in drag with me?
I'll do it in drag.
I have been wanting someone to do Runyon with me in full, minus the shoes.
No,
you cannot do Runyon in heels. You don't want that life. Bitch, we the smoke.
That, okay, that's another thing that I'm afraid of. Runyon. I was like, what? You know, when you come down the scary part, bitch. What if you fall off? Bitch, you are rolling to your death.
No, I don't think you're gonna roll to your death. I think that if you fall off Runyon Canyon, you'll probably hit the branches, and like, cause like they're like trees in these things. You can't just roll through them.
I have a lot of centrifugal force that'll be coming down, bitch.
And you're going to knock the tree. Bitch, it's not Roblox, bitch. You can't just knock shit off.
I would like a fucking meteor, bitch, coming through. Just whoosh.
We saw someone today getting in an ambulance. And then we saw another lady who was like, we were like walking, and I was like, she was like coughing really heavily and like vomiting. And I was like, ma'am, are you okay? She goes, I'm nauseous. And I was like, do you have water? Yeah. I was like, do you need an ambulance? She's like, no, I'm just. And then she like laid out. She's like on this bench.
And
like,
you left her?
I asked her if she needed anything. I said, do you need an ambulance? Do you need anything? And she goes, no, I just need a moment. So I left her.
What if she died?
Then I probably would have found out about it. So if everyone read the news. If on today, July 17th, 2019.
When you go to the gym, what do you do?
I usually start by doing like some like jumping steps or like mountain climbers.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of those. I do like, it's like cycles. So I do like three workouts in like a cycle, and then I take a little break, and then I do that four times. So I do like weights over my head. I do a lot of lunges, a lot of that stuff. And it's all through Ridge. Before Ridge, I would usually just go to the gym and like, dilly dally. I mean, like, walk around, pick stuff up, put it down. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I mean, sometimes when I was younger, in my 20s, I used to go to the gym I used to work out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. I was like, real. I forgot how much I was working. I used to like jog. I used to jog 2 miles to the gym, get there, do another 30 minutes on the treadmill, and then do some weight training, and then jog home.
Nice jogging home. I can't.
I used to do that every other day.
When I'm doing the gym, I'm not doing more exercise.
This is back when I had great knees and I was really skinny. And I was like, I was like, bitch, I am in the mood, honey. I was like just jogging my ass all up and down fucking through from the Upper West Side all the way to Harlem.
I've always been a big gymmer. Now, in New York, I had my trainer, Brista Hay. Shout out to Brista Hay. He's a great trainer. If you're in New York City, Brista used to get me together. And I moved to LA, and I've been using Shreds. Mateo put me on Shreds. Bitch.
It's an app.
It is the fucking ticket. Shreds has gotten me together.
You tell me to fire
like, now
Rich.
I have my little, like, side little definition things on my stomach. I'm like, that's all thanks to Shreds. I do feel like my ass is getting bigger.
What is Shreds?
So it's Shreds is an app, and you put in like what type.
This is not paid.
This is not paid, by the way. There are like six different body types you can choose from, like Lean X or different things of like what you like. Do you want to like lose more fat and gain muscle? Do you just want to lose fat? Do you only want to gain muscle? Like things like that. You put the difficulty in, and you put how long of a workout you want: 30 minutes, an hour, or an hour and a half. And I don't always do an hour, but it takes me an hour and a half to get through it. They will get you together. It will like if you quit the workout before you're done. You're like really faggot. You can do a little more time than that.
No, it does not say really.
If you can choose if you want that kind of language.
What?
I love it.
And what language do you choose?
That's what I want.
And then you get horny.
Then I go to the bathroom and whack one off. So Shreds is great. If anyone that cannot afford a trainer now, Shreds is $100 a year. It's not cheap. Which is a little more than
that's less than Netflix.
True. And it's great. I really recommend using Shreds for those who can't work out. But I work out. I've been to the gym probably in the past month. I've been to the gym about 25 times.
Have you thought about taking steroids?
No. Nothing about
it. You never even considered it.
Never.
I considered it.
I don't want that type of body. I don't want that type of frame.
Well, not everyone on steroids has that body. That is a common misconception that everyone on steroids is like yoked and huge and like massively jacked. That's not everyone on steroids.
All of my friends who have taken steroids and they're all queer guys in Hell's Kitchen Nightlife.
There
all
might
of those,
be people on steroids you don't know are on steroids.
Well, all the people that I know who have been forthcoming about their steroid use, they all to me have said that it made them grow loopy. And you're like, this girl, sorry, it was the steroids. I was really fucked up on steroids.
So I've considered taking steroids like recently, like in the past like year or so. I was
really?
Like, maybe I'll just do a cycle and like do
just
it.
Just inject yourself. That part.
You can eat steroids too.
Oh.
But I was like, maybe, but I decided not to because a friend of mine who was on steroids was like, when you are off the steroids, it is like, he's like, I want to use a word that really describes it, and depression doesn't really seem to cover
really
the feeling. He's like, you can't do anything. Like, you just feel like I can't even get up out of bed. Like, I don't want to go to the sink. I don't want to go to the kitchen. You just feel really, really unmotivated. And I'm always motivated to do stuff, and I'm really afraid of fucking with my brain chemistry in that way.
But how does that, okay, so how does steroids work with your sobriety?
I think that different people, like, I know people who are sober who smoke weed.
Right.
And I'm like, I would never. Couldn't be me. But I know people who do that. So I think people just, some people like are like, I just want to not use alcohols. People are like, I just don't want to use cocaine. People are like, I don't want to smoke weed. I like to abstain from marijuana, like cocaine, molly, alcohol.
Ketamine?
A little K here and there.
Acid, mushroom.
It's just the alphabet. But yeah, so I mean, and I also was battling with my thoughts about my sobriety, and I was like, so ultimately I chose not to do steroids. And we'll get a little more into it when we get back.
Are we taking a break?
Says
who?
Me, bitch.
No, I'm saying it.
Watch this. Look at this break. It's happening right now.
And we're black.
Do you judge people who use steroids?
I don't judge people who use steroids.
There's a stigma.
Yeah, there is a stigma, but I don't judge people who use steroids. So steroids helps your muscles get bigger.
I do not understand the science behind steroids, but it does make you grow muscle faster. It gives you more energy at the gym as well. Like you're apparently more. This is not condoning or condemning.
Yeah,
I'm not condoning or condemning. It apparently gives you more energy at the gym. And it also apparently makes your muscles grow faster. So you get the results sooner.
Okay.
And you can do a stronger and more fierce workout.
Do you like taking pre-workouts?
I do not take pre-workouts.
Because of sobriety?
No, I used to take them when I started in New York City. I started taking pre-workout in No Explode. And I remember one day being like, I feel like a crackhead. Like I was like,
The itching, I hate the itching part of it.
Like, I'm shaking. Have you ever had this experience?
I never got the shakes, but I get the itchy thing. I hate that itchy feeling.
Yeah, but I have been like full on like shaking. Like I am shaking right now. I am nervous. I remember one time taking a pre-workout and like before work.
Why?
Just like energy to get through work. Like I used to run up and down the stairs.
Got it.
The Jekyll and Hyde Club was a 4-story restaurant.
No elevator for y'all?
No, the customer, the employees cannot take the elevators.
Pitch.
The elevators are for the customers only. So we would run, I mean, actually 5 floors, if you include the basement where the food was cooked, you had to run up and down. If you were on the fucking, the fourth floor, then there were these dumb waiters. You know what a dumb waiter
is?
So we had dumb waiters.
I know that was from Harriet the Spy.
Oh, work. I mean, we didn't do this. It was a button. it was in 2008. I was there.
Harriet the Spy was in like 2000s. No, 90s, late 90s.
Yeah, but anyway, we didn't have to like. So the dumb waiter is like it's basically an elevator for food or for items.
Yeah.
But you still sometimes had to go down to the kitchen. So I was like, I just want to get some energy, and I was like, but I have ever since then I've kind of stopped taking, because I just remember being like, I'm just too. This is wild. I feel crazy.
Yeah. I'm not a big pre workout fan. So that's why I do a natural pre workout, which people make fun of me before, but it works for me. I take black tea. I brew a whole pot of black tea at home. And I just put it in a bottle and put it in the fridge, and I put like a little bit of lime juice in it.
Who makes fun of you for that?
People say like, girl, that's not like real. And that's not like, I'm like, it does. It gives me energy.
Black tea has caffeine. Why would it not give you energy?
Yeah.
Whoever's saying that is dumb.
But also I stopped doing it because black tea stains your teeth. So now I just go with my own thing for the past like 6 months.
Your teeth are.
Yeah, but over time it will.
Sip it through a straw.
But, okay, I don't get that. When you sip it through a straw, it's still going in my mouth. It doesn't go straight to the straw to the back of my throat. When I sip, it's in my mouth still.
When you put a straw, do you not put the straw down your throat?
No.
I literally, like, I deep throat the straw and I suck in. Is that not how you use a straw?
That's not how you use a straw, Bob.
That's not how you use a straw.
That's not how you're supposed to use a straw. That's why it has a little. The metal straws have like the thing is this long because only this part goes in your mouth.
I use the straight one. I just push it a little bit past my uvula.
Oh, okay. See, I cannot take you. Admit that cat thing was full of shit.
No, the cat thing is real.
Don't believe it.
Go back and listen to the one about teamwork. The cat thing is real. But that being said, when I sip from a straw, I like clasp my like. I like vacuum around the straw, and it never hits my teeth.
Maybe I've never done that. That's never been my lived experience.
So do you have energy at the gym?
Yeah, I just have natural energy. People are like, you don't take pre workouts. Like, no, you drink coffee. No, I just kind of just have energy.
That's true. I do not. I don't take anything before I go to the gym. I just show. Now there have been times I've been to the gym like Ridge. there was one where we were like we have to work with both of our schedules because Ridge is a full time trainer.
Yeah.
And I'm like there and I'm like, girl, it is 8:30. And he's like, how's your day? I'm like, Ridge, I woke up and came here. I have not eaten. I have not brushed my teeth.
What?
I literally rolled out of bed, jumped in the car and came here so I wouldn't be late. That is literally the only thing I've done today.
For me, brushing my teeth wakes me up. Like I feel like If I wake up in the morning and I do all like change Colleen's litter, put her food out, and blah blah blah, blah, take my Metamucil, not until I brush my teeth. There's like a chemical reaction. When I brush my teeth, I'm like,
well, I'm being a little facetious. I usually brush my teeth. I'm sure there's been a time or two where I didn't brush my teeth, but and that's not my I used to brush my teeth before every show.
Yeah.
Because it gives you energy.
Yeah, why does it do that?
I don't even know if it works. I just know my drama teacher used to brush her teeth before the show, and I was asked her why. This is in high school. And I said, why? And she goes, it gives me energy. So then I just started brushing my teeth before every show.
It's probably just a placebo thing.
I stopped doing it once, because once you're in drag, it really,
you can't.
You can't. But I will brush my teeth before I get in drag.
Yeah, for sure.
Not always, but I used to do it all the time, yeah.
Sometimes the fans kind of come, not often, like this is very seldom, like once in a while. When you and I talk about like weight loss and dieting and stuff, they kind of come at us. They're like, we're like promoting.
I was never being fat phobic. I saw it. I've only seen like a few being like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like one or two. Like, hell or two. And I'm like, we're not being fat, but we're talking about our experiences with weight and diet and exercise, which is the truth for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm just looking up a body, by the way. I mean, for just so we're clear, we are talking about our journeys with our bodies. We're not saying what everyone's body needs to be. I'm just talking about my journey with my body. Yeah. I actually do think the world is inherently fat phobic, and I do think that is baked into my essence as a person. And I do not think that I am free from that, bias.
Yeah.
But I think that me talking about my journey with my body,
on your podcast,
on my podcast, is not but also if you're triggered, then like, sure, that's valid. But I also don't. I don't necessarily think that the world should be trigger free. Like if there's going to be things that trigger people in different spaces.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And if you're triggered, then we're talking about our journeys with weight.
Yeah. And which, again, I've been struggling with my weight since I was sneaking that curry goat at the pot, bitch, since I was like 7 years old. This is a lifelong journey, girl. Lifelong journey.
Listen, I'm with you on that. I saw that and I was kind of like, I mean, all right, Mary, I mean, you're not invalid, but also like, not you policing me and my journey with my own body on my own podcast. Like, bitch.
who is body
goals? And she's listening, so I'm sorry.
Who's body goals for you?
Okay, I mean, there are people whose bodies I'm like, I really love this body. I don't know that I actually want to look like this. I just think their bodies are great. There's a guy named Amir Morris from Chicago whose body is
the dreads?
It's so great.
It's insane.
I don't think I actually want to look like this or do anything to look that way, but it's just a great body.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what life must be like going through the world
looking like that
with that body. Like, must be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like,
his situation. I mean, he is beautiful.
Now you're calling his body a situation. His whole situation,
the whole thing, the face, the pecs, the abs, the thighs, the booty, it's all just so
beautiful. The OnlyFans?
He has OnlyFans?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, everyone has OnlyFans. Yeah, he does. He has an OnlyFans.
Ooh.
We should one day we should have a few people submit their OnlyFans and do a review of the OnlyFans. A
sibling fannery?
I mean, that would be a great episode. We'll review 4 OnlyFans. We'll describe it to you in great detail with their permission.
Yeah.
We're not going to do random people. That could be 4, a great...
4, that's not a lot. 4 is just nothing.
I mean, I can talk about...
What if it's bad?
I mean, if you submit and you ask us to review your OnlyFans... you're going to knock that... my very real plan.
Bob and Monet, we have never done anything on this podcast to not be honest. If we're reviewing OnlyFans, we're going to be honest about it.
There's a part of this, like, I really want to be, like, skinny. Like this.
He is so hot, too.
You know who this is?
Yeah, friends from New York.
How you know him?
Bitch, he used to come around the shows.
He
used to help all the time.
Yeah, we had a friend in common. But, like, part of me is just like, look at these, like, it's...
Part of me is like, my body physically cannot get that skinny.
I don't think I can get back to that. I was never that skinny.
I've never been skinny in my life.
I've been slim, but I've never been like, no, I've been skinny. I've been fully skinny.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in seventh grade, I keep telling you this. In seventh grade, I've been 6'2" since seventh grade. I am 225 pounds. In seventh grade, I was 125 pounds.
That's crazy.
So this, just look at my body. And think if I had 100 pounds off of it. That is how skinny I was.
Yeah, I just don't think my body can do that. Although, but I've seen, like, big folk, and you're like, I have two friends that went through very dramatic, drastic weight loss journeys. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't even think your body could be that small. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. Like, my mom was a very skinny person growing up. Like, was teased for being skinny. And then she kind of like became like a little, not thick, because I mean, I've been seeing some thick people. I'm like, these holes are thick. But my mom was like not super skinny. She had like a butt, and like my mom always had like kind of small boobs, but like whatever. But then my mom got really sick. She was like, my mom being sick was probably the skinniest person I've ever seen in my own, really? With my own eyes. My mom was like less than 100 pounds.
Wow.
And she's like 5'8" or 5'7". So she's not very short. Yeah. And she was, I mean, she was insane. She, it looked like a skeleton with some skin on it. That's crazy. It was really crazy.
I can't imagine seeing. I would like fucking burst into tears every time.
I did, but she's picked it up. Martha thick again. Martha looking thick.
I've always had thick thighs and a big butt. I've never not had that, so I don't know. Honestly, I feel,
when did you get your BBL?
Meatball, literally, I went to Kimchi's makeup party thing, and the entire, every time Meatball saw me, Simone, the BBL girl, like, tell us about the BBL. And I'm like, I didn't have a fucking BBL. Like, why would I add?
You don't want to take the time to complain?
Oh, my God.
You did.
Now, now you're going to make this another thing.
You did go to Puerto Rico recently.
Y'all going to make this a thing if I'm going to get a BBL. Now it's going to be a whole thing again.
Did you go to Puerto Rico recently?
Yes, I did.
I'm just saying, look at the pictures before it. Before and after. Before. And, who is that? It's Wendy Williams. I'm just saying. No, it was Omarosa. I'm just saying. Pictures before and after. And just look at the pictures. It was Omarosa versus Wendy Williams.
But yeah. So I have thought about this. Getting like fat removed from my ass.
Why?
It's too big. I'm saying like just like a little bit.
Is your asshole hard to get to?
No.
Like when someone has like a big ass, it is like getting your hand in there.
No.
Cause the ass is like tight and it's like a lot of muscle.
Yeah. No, it's good.
So your hole is loose.
Easy access.
So your hole is loose.
No, I have a pretty tight hole.
Scale of one, and on a scale of one to death grip. 10 is a gorilla grip and 1 is a gaping hole. Where do you think you're at?
I'm probably like a 7, 8.
Which one of us do you think has the tightest asshole?
Oh, Bob, obviously you. You won't even put a fucking finger back there.
I didn't say I won't. I've had a finger in my butt at the doctor's office recently. I got fully finger blasted at a doctor's office on the Upper West Side.
Well, I
put a Q-tip in my butthole a couple of weeks ago.
I take more dicks in my ass than you.
You don't know that.
In my life, I've Bob, you have famously said on this podcast that you don't bottom. Like the last time you bottomed was back in that day when I bottomed.
But you don't know how many dicks I was taking before. I could have been fucking bust down Tatiana.
You weren't.
You don't know that.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
So I've definitely had more bottom situations than you have in your life.
Anyway, I don't like this shaming of me.
I'm not shaming you.
This top shaming.
You know what, Bob? You can change it. You can change the tide tonight. Jacob?
Jacob does not want to talk. Jacob was like, I remember being like, Jacob, do you want to talk? He goes, I would just feel silly. With his exact words, I would just feel silly. One time, okay, never mind.
Hey.
One time we were having a threesome, mm-hmm. and there was this guy in our bed, and he really liked being spanked. Like uh-huh. he liked, and I mean, he liked to get hit,
destroyed.
He was like. He's a brown guy. He's like a South Asian. So you have to, like, I want my ass to change color. He's like, and it's not a white ass. So you have to, like, hit me a lot.
No.
And then Jacob was back then. He was like, spank me. Y'all can't see this. Only the one watching Jacob said. And then Jacob just got up and left the room and didn't come back. He said, I think I'm good. I think I'm going to go.
See, spanking is thing, like,
because it was the hesitation. And
spanking is tricky. Sure, you can spank me, but not to the point of bleeding to death.
He wasn't bleeding, but he wanted his
ass to change color. You're brown. Bob, that takes a lot of spanking.
He wanted to be bruised, and he wanted to have a hard time sitting down the next day.
No.
And he was sending pictures, and his ass would be, like, completely, like,
no.
Black and blue.
No.
He also sent me a video one time of him like getting like fully like whipped with a whip. Like this guy wanted his ass to get beat up.
I mean, I'm not kink shaming, whatever. I just don't understand like what. So is the sensation, are you happy that you're being hurt or? So
let me explain this. Is there any kind of pain that you're like, this feels sexy? There is like one or two pains that I'm like, this feels sexy to me. I like the pain of. I don't know I only can do this by myself. I've never been able to experiment with this with another person. But like when I'm in the shower and the water is so hot that I can't stand still, And it happened when it hits me right above, right in the small of my back. That feels sexy. And it is so hot. I'm like, it's like something about that specific pain. And I don't know, someone listen right now finally feels sick. Like, oh my God, me too.
They're gonna comment. They will comment.
When it's so hot, and specifically in the small of my back, that feels hot. Maybe I should get into like wax or something. But it's had to be like, the thing about wax, it's like it drops and then it goes like, the water's a constant. Like, we've showered together, Jacob, and you're like, it is. I like a hot shower.
I like hot showers. Like, so I like not, not boiling hot, but I like it hot.
I like it to be so hot that I can't stop moving. Or else it feels like
or
I'm
like,
getting
or like, or like the entire bathroom just turns into the Niagara Falls.
Oh, for sure.
The smoke and steam everywhere. You can't 100%. See anything. You can't see your hand like this.
100%. That is a pain that I think is sexy. There's no pain you think is like kind of sexy? You seem like getting slapped.
Yeah, I like getting slapped. I like getting slapped. I'm not like, oh, this was
how
sexy.
Hard? How hard do you like
a... What do you mean?
Slap my hand. How hard you want to get slapped in the face?
Okay. Like Jacob.
I know a guy. No, really, show me. Come on, show me.
I mean, it depends on how the sex is. I've gotten this. I've gotten that before.
Bitch, you are. This is some Street Fighter shit. Who you fight? Who you fucking E Honda? Did you fucking Ryu and Ken?
But if the moment is good and like it's good, bitch, I'm like, I'm here for it. But if you back there thinking that you're doing something, and bitch, I'm like over here, like about to put on my Switch and finish my last round of Smash, you try to slap me like that, then we're gonna fight. Because you're not putting the work to make it like worth it.
You know, I mean, I've been slapped a few times during sex, and it's cool.
Yeah.
But
it's not a pain you enjoy.
I don't not enjoy it, but I mean, I can get into it.
Work.
You know what I mean? It's not hit like that fucking scalding shower water. That is like, that feels great. That feels really great.
I mean, I know that feeling, but I'm not like, I want it to happen.
It feels like, all I can compare it to is like when you have like some sort of like a rash or really dry skin, and you scratch your inner thighs, and you have reached a point where it does hurt, but it also feels good.
Right.
You're scratching, you're like this definitely. There is pain involved.
I'm trying to think of something that I have that feeling. I can't think of it. I'm sure there exists. I just can't think of it right now. But I'm sure that has happened for sure.
What's your body goal? Who has your body goals? But and again, I don't know that Amir has my body goal. I just love it. Like if my body looked like that, I think that maybe Wade has a nice body. It's like he's not like jacked.
Yeah, Wade has a great body.
But he's like Amir is jacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mateo has a great body too, but Mateo has, for me, too many. Like, Mateo is sexy. I think Mateo is a fucking
drag. Mateo.
He's so hot. Mateo has, I've said this a million times, Mateo has literally the perfect body, but for me, I don't want to have so many muscles. I feel like I would have too many muscles. Like, I feel like I am a big breed of human being, and I don't need even bigger muscles to be even bigger.
You know who has big muscles, and it really works in drag? Ooh. Cameron Michaels posts videos, and I'm like, you are huge. And then in drag, I'm like, I don't know how you figure this out.
Yeah.
But you don't look.
I would agree with that.
Like, in drag, she does not look super muscular.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
What is it? Sleeve? What is it?
I don't know. Honestly, there's not really anyone that have a body goals of mine. This is weird. Like, they're like different parts of people I want. Like, I would love to have a physique like that of, which I would never have. Okay, I love the tone of Naomi. But I like my thickness. I don't know. It's weird. They're like the different pieces of
Naomi's body is so great.
Amazing.
It is. Naomi has a great,
perfect
body. I mean, Naomi's one of those folks who just like every. I bet her asshole looks perfect. Her feet. She has pretty feet.
Yeah.
She has beautiful hands.
It's ridiculous.
There's no scars. There's no blemishes.
Everything.
She has a full head of hair.
Everything.
Her hands are soft.
It's ridiculous.
Her elbows.
And she's kind.
I bet her elbows are soft.
And she's kind.
How are your elbows? My elbows are a little rough. Feel my elbows. Like, I have soft skin, but a little scaly on the elbows. But like, I bet you $1 Naomi has soft ass elbows.
Probably.
There's no way her whole body is just
it's ridiculous.
It really is great. Good for you, Naomi. Good for you.
You cracked the code.
Congratulations.
Fucking bitch. Yeah, so there's like parts of people I would
say. I can't imagine her having like discoloration anywhere.
No, it doesn't exist.
I've also seen her entire body.
Yeah.
Except her anus.
Everything is great.
Good for you, girl. You better work.
Fuck her.
I went to the doctor the other day because I'm pre-op for the surgery. And bitch, my whole heel was like covered in like, I was like, this is gross. Like, I have eczema. I found out I have eczema. I've developed eczema. That's where I'm at. And Naomi has literally nothing on her body anywhere. And I have a crusty, dusty heel.
Bitch.
My feet are both of them. They look, I'm like, when people look at my feet, I tuck them away. I'm like, don't look at my feet.
You know who also has a great body too? Like blemish free, like fierce, plastique.
Plastique, I knew it, yeah.
Great skin.
You have pretty feet too. Sometimes. They're huge.
They are big, but.
But they're not like you see my they're like crusty
but
and crackly.
But Bob, when you get your feet done, they look great. And I told you this. You don't believe so, but I've told you. When you get your feet done, get a pedicure. I also go like once a week to get a pedicure.
I don't like going to those people because they hurt me.
No, the video of you getting it and you being tickled, like one of my TikTok, that shit is so funny. You could not
I am very ticklish on the feet. But also, like they always, okay, here's the thing. You go get your feet done, and then you're like, ow, and they're like, sorry, but they do it again. And they're like, trust me, this is for the better. I'm like, but you're hurting me. You're doing, whatever you're doing, you're getting skin, you're clipping me, you're cutting it too short, and now, like, my feet, you know when your nails are cut too short and anything you touch hurts?
Yeah.
But for my feet. For like a week. It's horrible.
Yeah. But in terms of fitness, like, so look, seeing where you are now, I know you're on this fitness journey now. What are you looking for your future? Like, where
I'm
are you trying to go?
I'm looking to get rid of I'm looking to have my chest stick out farther than my stomach.
Got it.
That is like a goal of mine.
Got it.
To have my chest stick out further than my stomach. I have gotten rid of my back rolls.
Work.
Which feels nice for me. And I'm trying to tone my arms up.
Work. I love that.
Those are my goals.
Love that.
And again, these are my goals. This is not whatever you do with your body and your goals are great and valid. And that is great and super invalid.
Your body, Bob's choice.
Oh my God, this is just me. I'm not policing what you do with your body. This is just me and mine's.
Yeah. For me, I want to get my tummy a little flatter, or I'm going on a good journey. I'm trying to build up my titties more. My pecs are really coming in, which I'm like, God, because you know, I was a kid. I had man boobs forever. I'm not a kid.
Gynomasty.
But I went, my doctor said I don't have that. My doctor said, you just have a lot of fat. I was like, work. So,
and not the roast of Monet at the doctor's office.
My pecs are really coming in, and I want to, I want my butt muscles are getting like a lot firmer. I want no jiggle in my butt. I want it to be like solid, like this.
Your ass is so big.
I know, but there's so much fatter on it. That's probably unlikely. But
you really shouldn't get anything taken off your butt. Your butt is iconic. It is great. It looks really good, and I feel like your butt is just so great. Why would you get rid of it? I'm always hitting your butt.
But you know what it is? I have that thing that when I put on pants, the waist, like right now, I have to buy a 36 pant because to fit my ass, and then the waist be loose as hell.
Then get them fucking fixed.
But I want to be able to go and pick up a 34 or whatever and like live my dreams. I don't want to have like all this space on top of my pants. I hate it.
Just get your pants fixed.
Why am I paying to get pants fixed?
Because they don't fit, Monet.
But if I get rid of some of my ass, I can go down to the size that I'm supposed to wear.
I just feel like getting your pants fixed is a little easier than getting your ass chopped off.
So I got a fitting yesterday. I got a fitting yesterday because I got some costumes made. Guess what my waist is now in a corset?
What?
28 and a half.
A little thick. Sorry to hear that.
Do you know what my measurements are? My measurements are now with titties on 44, 28 and a half, 47. That is crazy.
I do not know my measurements right now.
Really?
I don't know my measurements right now.
Work.
I know that I was recently doing a shoot for Nubia and the waist was snooched, magooched. And the
Your waist always is snatched, though.
We're Gagatrondra. But. Yeah, I mean, I think at my, there was a point where my waist was like, I think my waist was really, really teeny weeny to teeny tiny. Back when I did that the most. It was like Netflix had a thing called Most, and there's a video of me in the cat suit, in the Technicolor cat suit, with the braids, and I'm like walking toward the camera.
Yeah.
And I think my voice is, I mean, it probably wasn't 26 inches, but it whatever it was very squishy, tiny. I was like, oh girl, this is like crazy.
Yeah.
But I also don't necessarily think that I will be back to that, and I'm also not stressed about that. Like, I'm not trying to I am just trying to maintain. I want to get to a space where I can go to the gym, and my only goal for going to the gym is to just like be healthy or to like. But and if I'm being honest, I am going to look a certain way. Like I am not at a mental space yet where my gym goals are just to be healthy. I'm not there. And if you are, that is so admirable and so commendable, Mama. I'm not there.
Well, you know, for me, you know what I'm doing this month. I'm doing, I told you, I gave up alcohol and I gave up dairy, which it's already, I feel great. I don't know if it's alcohol or the dairy. We'll see. That's TBD because alcohol tastes so good. I wanted a cocktail last night. It was so bad. I really wanted some liquor.
You have a drinking problem. Go ahead.
And then I've been doing 2 days. So I've been really working out a lot.
Yeah, well, me too. I worked out twice yesterday, so. I did, actually.
I believe you.
I went to Runyon Canyon with my baby, and then I went to the gym right afterwards.
Mm-hmm. When a little before you met me, that's when I just graduated college. I was like really crazy doing 2 days, and that's when I was at my adult skinniest. Let me show you. We can put this. We will put this on the screen.
See, look at us. We are changed women. We are really out here doing the work, ladies and gentlemen.
This is when I was at my adult skinniest. This is me at my adult skinniest.
When was this?
This, what was the date? This was, no, 2016?
What's wrong? Why not then?
Because I don't think I was that skinny in 2016. I think that when I up.
Well, that's another thing. When we, in our heads, in the moment, you are like, I was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back and you're like, I was tiny.
Right. Yeah,
especially pre-drag race. I was skinny.
Oh, yeah, oh for sure.
And then at the time I did not feel that way.
Yeah.
This is me when I was on the set
Oh my god, it is like crazy.
We will put this on the screen. Girl, I should find that belt and see if I can put it back on. That's one of those metal belts with no elastic in it.
Yeah, we have to
clink, clink. Well, Monet, thank you for having this chat. And listen, I will say this. I'm not sure. I don't want to sound mean or whatever, but if you were triggered by any of this conversation, we will put a trigger warning at the end of the episode. We are talking about our bodies. We're talking about our journeys with our weight, which is not always healthy. Sometimes we are on our own journeys, just like you are on your journeys at home as well.
And Bob is going to, you know, tell you guys how you should handle your body.
Say that. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.